Baby cakes, you just don't know how I love you so. So we've done Andy Elliott.
We've
done Gary V. And people in the comments keep saying this name. And it's not Robert Lewandowski, who's a famous footballer. You wouldn't know him, but apparently...
But Steve Lewandowski.
He was a guy that used to go to the local pub near to your house. Never mind. There's one name that keeps coming up. People can't get this guy's name off their lips. Do you want to say it at the same time?
Count us down.
3, 2, 1. Grant Cardone. And if you're watching this, there's a delay between me and Zach, because that was not like my favorite 90s boy band. That was not in sync. Anyway, today's episode, we are reacting to the one, the only Grant Cardone. Straight over to you, Zach Thompson. What is your initial gut reaction when you think of Grant Cardone?
I think Cardone University. I think Cardone Capital. I think about a man who sells fish. He says, got fish. And people buy the fish off him. There's no trick. There's no gimmick. That's what he told Jordan Belfort. But today we're going to find out once and for all, is there a trick and is there a gimmick? What is the magic behind the madness? And I think we might surprise ourselves. I don't think this one's going to be as controversial as the other two.
No, I don't. I don't. I think we're going to leave and I'm going to be fucking ready to 10x my life. Maybe even 12x it.
12x it, why not?
12x your life if you're brave enough. So let's get into it. This one, I think you're going to like where we're going to start, right? This one's with Dana White. So it's actually a little interview, okay? So let's have a little look at what Dana White's saying to Grant Cardone.
I'm the guy that you talk about.
You guys that are buying $1,200 shoes, stupid. You guys that are buying $200,000 cars, stupid. You guys that are spending money on homes, no offense, but you're stupid.
You're a
no
offense. Moron. If you're buying cars, you're buying this, you're buying that, I'm that guy that you talk about. I'm that guy. I have too many cars. I've rented islands. I've rented yachts.
I'm sorry. I was talking to you.
Yeah.
So when you saw that, what was your response?
Yeah, you're not wrong. But you look at money as you take all this money and you have to take it so that you can reinvest it into properties and make more money off your money and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I look at money as a tool to have fun. We walked out of the Venetian one night with a trash bag full of money. They literally gave me a trash bag to put the money in.
What do you place?
$75,000 a hand, sometimes two hands at
$75,000. You're kidding.
Yeah.
Dude, I bet my biggest bet's been... What, $500? Fucking scared to death. So how much was in the trash bag?
Right, just hold that thought, right? Before you react, before you say anything, I just want you to hold that thought, okay? And then I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to say, what have you learned? Let's just be, let's be subjective. What have you learned so far from Grant Cardone? Before you give your opinion, what do you know?
He doesn't take risks.
He doesn't take risks, but more importantly, he doesn't waste money on silly things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Expensive cars, expensive shoes, houses. Don't buy a house, which is controversial advice.
Controversial.
I just want to show you another one straight off the bat.
Dream big. Dream. When you dream big and you work hard and you pay the price over long periods of time, you don't have to get one helicopter. You can get two.
Right.
That's amazing. That's the problem, isn't it? It's the inconsistency of the messaging.
So the message is don't buy shoes, don't buy expensive cars, and don't buy a house, but you can buy two helicopters if you dream big enough.
Yeah.
Is that the bit?
I reckon this to break the method down. The truth is probably somewhere in the first one, isn't it? Like, don't buy daft stuff because it's probably not going to make you happy. But the algorithm likes the second one. And I think it's either him or his team is clever enough to know that. To go, get a bit of that out there as well to keep the algorithm ticking over.
Because I'm a fan, and I think we are aligned on this. But actually, like, material goods... Like designer clothes. I know I'm wearing a lovely Levi's jumper, but I've actually had it for 4 years. So
no one's
whatever.
Judging you, mate. Judging me.
No
in the
one's
comments.
Judging me. But like, I don't. Like, I know that you don't buy. You've not got a Moncler jacket at home. Like, we don't buy
expensive. It's like a mongoose.
Exactly. It's like a mongoose. The home thing, I just think it's a bit. So the truth is, Grant Cardone doesn't own a house. Is that what you're saying?
You're saying he rents.
Should we do a fact check on that? Does Grant Cardone own his house?
Surely.
According to Yahoo Finance, one reason I bought this house is that I fell in love with it, he said. But that isn't the only reason he put down tens of millions for the beachside escape after he already had bought a $28 million Miami estate previously owned by Tommy Hilfiger.
Interesting.
He got the West Coast mansion because of the deal itself.
Everything's bullshit. That's what I'm learning. Okay.
Well, so far then we've got inconsistency, haven't we, from him? That's what we've learned. We've learned, don't do what I say, do what I say, not what I do.
And maybe this clip's taken out of context, but if he's saying don't do those things when you're starting out, I agree with him. Like that is good advice. If you're building a business and you're getting $3,000 a month, okay, your business, and you're spending £1,200 a month of that on shoes, idiot. Do you know what I mean? But if you're a multimillionaire, dream big. You can buy two helicopters, right?
Why do you need two helicopters when you can only be in one?
Well, what happens if the first one crashes?
With you in it?
I didn't say I had to be in it, bro. Don't. That's what I don't like about you. Assume things about where I'm riding my helicopters.
No, you're right. You're right. I shouldn't assume. This is going to be good.
Grant Cardone.
This is going to be really good.
Sell the glass of water. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, this is going to be good.
Sell the glass of water or just sell yourself? I know, sir. This glass of water, right?
Just straight off the back, I just think it's a ridiculous question. You come to an interview, you got a choice. You either sell the glass of water or you sell yourself. Okay. But surely by... And I'm with you.
I'm
not getting involved in this bullshit.
Sell the glass of water or just sell yourself?
I know, sir. This glass of water right here. Most water here, except here, you have Dasani, of all these other brands. This particular water right here, I like to pitch to you. It's new water right here. It has nice minerals. But today's everyone's going green. We all want to be healthy. We all watching our figure. This water has minerals. It has vitamins. It has also been equipped with electrolytes and other things like that you need.
Why did you pick the water over yourself?
With sales. Typically, you're selling a piece of yourself to build a connection with the customer.
What am I hiring here?
You're hiring.
What am I looking for?
Someone who has whatever it takes.
Yeah, does that glass of water have whatever it takes?
It depends on what you're looking for.
Sell the glass of water or just sell.
I think we should roast that guy instead of Grant Cardone. It's got minerals, and if you're watching your weight, water's really good for that. I hate it as a question. Have you been in an interview where someone said, sell me this? Ugh.
Yeah, the one I had once was around a Thai shop.
Right.
But the guy actually helped me out with it a bit. It was my first interview. And I think he saw something in me wanting to hire. Well, it was just like, can I help you with anything? Was the role play. And he was like, not really, I'm just looking. I went, all right, just let me know if you want anything. And I was thinking, that's a weird role play, isn't it? And he was like, no, think about like, what could you ask him? And then we sort of went into it in a bit more detail.
Do it with me. So think about
what? So the Thai shop one.
Yeah, let's do the Thai shop.
Hello,
you okay?
You look like a man who's coming here for a reason.
Yeah. No, I was meant to be selling the tie.
All right, let's do it again. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
What size is your neck?
I think you know.
I think this would look fucking really good on your neck, actually.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, honestly, it's pink. And it's got loads of minerals in it, and
the world's going a lot greener at the moment.
What do you think about Grant Cardone? That's a lot of Grant Cardone stuff, which I don't think I'm a fan of. Is like that. It's a bit of like embarrassment porn. Do you know what I mean? And Andy Elliott does it a little bit, where he's like making people get naked and saying like, "You could never work with me because you don't have a six pack." But it's a bit like, look what. Rather than show you actually how to sell, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ring your clients live on stage and tell you everything that you're doing wrong with your business. Mm. And I know that people need to know that, but people don't leave and feel like good after that. Do you know what I mean? It's a case of like, if you're interviewing somebody and it's on camera, maybe it is just for the clicks and whatever, but you have to embarrass someone and say, no, what am I hiring? Surely you'd want somebody that could sell a product, because if he said, I'm selling myself, he'd go, well, I'm not going to buy you, am I? I want the water. I'm thirsty, bitch.
Right, I want another one.
You want another one?
Okay. I want to know more about Grant Cardone, how he sells.
This one's called Customer Demands a Discount and Gets Brutal Sales Lessons.
You're asking me for $100 off and we can do this? Hey, Nick, you talking about $100. You need to be worried about $1 million. We don't have any more money to give you. You're going to spend $30,000 over the next 3 years. $100 doesn't change it one way or the other. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question now, all right? There's one answer. Yeah or no? Yes or no? You know who this is? It don't matter who it is. Yes or no?
You know who this is? Actually, it's not actually relevant right now because...
Hey, Nick, if $100 is the decision maker, don't do it. Because if you're interested in $100, man, you need to go find a street corner to beg on. My man. Hey, this is Grant Cardone, Nick. Thank you for doing business with Grant Cardone Enterprises. We're going to take care of you. I'm going to make you $1 million with Cardone University, all right? And tell Todd he was too weak to shut you down, all right? Thank you for your business. Get his credit card.
I just... So that's sales, but berating people because... Imagine, right? Someone sits.
He called him a beggar. Like,
I don't get asked for discounts like on our calls. Like it never comes up. I can imagine at points it would. Can I have a little bit in certain sales situations? I think you've got to understand from our school of thought why is somebody asking for a discount? What's the reason? Where's that come up from? Clarity. What are they trying to achieve? Why have they asked for that? Is it to feel like they've achieved something, or is it because they genuinely need that $100 off? I don't think the way to go is just, okay, I'm gonna tell you how little amount of money $100 is. I'm just gonna make you feel silly about $100.
You made a really valid point then, and I think what we've just seen there might be an example of it. It's a lot of words, probably for a very simple response.
Yeah.
Can you do any discount on that? No.
No.
The amount of times I've gone, I'd be silly not to ask for a discount. Oh, yeah, I know we don't do any discounts, though. Okay, right, well, let's move forward then. I think a lot of people really overlook stuff like that. And I've been guilty of it as well in the past, thinking it's all about showy techniques, and you kind of end up overreacting a bit. Can I have a discount? Like, well, no, let me explain. Really think about the question you've been asked. Can I have a discount? If the answer's no, the answer's no.
And if the question is, unless I get a discount, and I mean, it's not a question, but if the statement is, unless I get a discount, I'm not doing it. Do you really, I say this all the time to people. Do you really, really want to work with people like that? I think I had it once where a guy asked for a 1% discount, which, do you know what I mean? It was maybe a couple of £100. He was like, is it just to get like the fact that you've said I've haggled and you've got a discount? He's like, yeah. I went, well, I can't do that. And then he refused to work with us. Then 2 weeks later, came back and said, right, I'm ready to do it now. Don't worry about the discount.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all right. I feel like I've learned a very valuable lesson.
I probably want to give a bit of advice to like maybe the enterprise sellers, though, on this one. So we're in a fortunate spot where we run a business and we can say no. But let's say you've got a big target on your back. You have to get that deal over the line. Someone needs a bit of discount. At that point, it's all about keeping control of the deal. So... what discount do you need to get this over the line? You never make out you can do the discount yourself. Okay. And if I can get that from my boss, the question they're going to ask me is, when can you sign this off? Okay. So if I go away and do this, let's put this time in the diary that you've said, and we'll get this signed off then. And obviously if he says no, I'll call you then and say that it was a no-go for us. And that way you've kept control of the deal. Yeah. So often people go like, well, can I have a bit of discount? And I think the mistakes I see is, right, I've got the discount. Then I emailed it over, then I totally lost control.
Yeah, and or you go away, you get the discount, you tell them, and then I go and use that discount to get a bigger discount
from
someone else, or I use it as more leverage. Well, actually, if they really gave me 10%, and listen, we probably shouldn't say this live on podcast, but we've been buyers before, and we have played the game, haven't we?
I think you got a serious discount, didn't you, that year?
I think it was about 80% discount off a SaaS company. Something silly. But like you've got to be in control and only just like your next steps. If I do this, then this happens.
Yeah. Just don't give stuff away that you don't need to. Like there has to be a bit of give and take.
Exactly. And speaking of give and take, here's Logan Paul speaking to Grant Cardone. And he's asking a question as old as time, which is sales or marketing. And what might baffle you is Grant Cardone's response.
Where is there more money, sales or marketing?
In business, not in either one of those. Being a business person, not an entrepreneur. I'm going to build a $10 billion business in the next 4 or 5 years.
Let me invest.
Sure.
It's done. I'm a millionaire. It's done. I got you.
Where is there more money?
What's the sales question? Marketing.
In business, not in either one of those. Being a business person, not an entrepreneur. There's a lot of entrepreneurs out there. I'm going to build a $10 billion business in the next 4.
He doesn't answer the question, does he?
That answer doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. I don't get it.
In being a business person, not an entrepreneur. What is an entrepreneur?
As opposed to a business person.
What is a business person?
Let's do it.
That's quite baffling, though.
What's the difference between a business person and an entrepreneur?
According to ClearTax, an entrepreneur is an individual having an exclusive idea to establish a new venture. A businessman is an individual who establishes a business with an old business idea.
Right, so...
Right, that doesn't know the answer either.
A Cardone University. That's a business idea.
And what does it do? Teach people how to sell?
Yeah, well...
And when you're in real estate and you've got a property... How do you get that out there for people to either invest or buy that property? What do you use? Would you use marketing?
Also, it's just...
You'd use both, wouldn't you? I mean, I just don't get it. That's weird.
It's a bizarre advice. Answer. But I think... Listen.
You got one. Another one.
He's doing the bit. I've got one last one for us. And I've saved you a good one.
This has been an unusual episode because actually I think, like, have I learned anything? It's not like the Gary Vee one or the Andy Elliott one where they do give you a bit. Like, he's not really giving us anything.
There's not really much. I think, like, I'm not going to go and spend £1,200 on trainers. I'm not going to do that.
No.
But, yeah. This is a really interesting one. This is him teaching his 11-year-old daughter how to make a sale. Okay, so I think she's older than 11 now. So I'm interested to see what lesson he's giving her when it comes to teaching her how to sell. 11-year-old selling deals at my office. Okay.
Sabrina Cardone at Grant Cardone's office. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
The reason I'm calling is that I wanted to know why you haven't bought a 10X World Conference ticket.
I didn't know they were having it this year.
Yes, we are.
I'll get one.
Oh, wonderful. I'll send you an email about the prices.
Perfect. When is it?
It's in March 12th in Miami.
I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. What's your email?
Daniel.
Thank you so much. I'll send you the email.
Excellent job. So he answered this phone. So what we want to do is check off that phone number.
Sabrina, you got your first sale?
He did? She just sold a $4,000 seat. How do you feel about today?
I feel great about today.
So you made 18 phone calls, made one sale. So if I pay you 10% on that one call, that's $400. I'm not, by the way. You made 18 phone calls. How many of them paid you?
One.
No, all of them paid you. No, divide 18 into 400. So you can see what each call paid you. Each call paid you $22. When you left the message, that one guy that hung up on you, that actually pays you. You take the total of calls you made, divide it into the pay that you earned, every call paid you.
Right. I've learned something there. Well, I've not learned something because I already knew it, but actually I like something from there. Like the psychology, the reframe that he's done there is quite strong, isn't it? It's like saying, actually you get paid. I like this because you say, right, okay, well you get paid £70 an hour or whatever it is, £15 an hour that you get paid, whatever, work it out. And then you're like, right, how many conversations do you have? Well, you get paid £5 per conversation. That's a nice reframe. The good, the bad, the ugly. What I don't think is a good sales trick when you're cold calling someone is, Zach, it's Jack calling from we have a meeting. I'm just wondering why you haven't bought from us yet. Just wondering why you haven't booked a meeting yet.
Who are you?
We have a meeting. We're in Miami on the 12th of March.
I don't even know who you are or what this is about.
No, but. That's marketing, isn't it? Oh, I didn't know there was an event. Yeah, cool. That's marketing. No, it's not. It's business.
I think that's what, when they have that famous row, him and Jordan Belfort, that's what Jordan Belfort says about him. He's like, I think you're like a really good marketer.
Mm.
He's like, that's what I get from you. That there is another example of those like dopamine hit videos, but it doesn't, you can't emulate that, can you?
No.
We've not all got Grant Cardone's network, and you couldn't ring someone up for any event and go, just wonder why you're not at the Railings Expo this year. Like, what the fuck's the Railings Expo? It's the expo about different railings. Like, it's not going to work for everything. So that isn't really repeatable. But I'm with you. I like the advice. And you know what? Actually, when I started Wham, I said to a guy that had been in business for quite a long time, I'm a bit worried about building the habit around treating this like it's my own money when people pay me into the business. And I want to build good habits around it. And he was like, oh, well, what you do, take 25% away. And imagine that's for all your tax purposes. And then whatever's left, divide that over the year, and that's how much money you've really made. And I was like, oh, right. So actually, I've not made anything. And he's like, exactly. So then carry on from there.
Yeah.
So just take the money and just split over the whole year. And obviously, then that's what happens as you grow. That's how you look at it. So the money, when it comes in, never actually feels like yours anyway. Feels like part of the overall. So the lesson, if that was the lesson he was trying to teach you, was very good. If it was a sales lesson, probably not that good.
It works for the brand, doesn't it? When you think about 10X or whatever, Hustle University, it's like every brand has its own voice. And for Grant Cardone's companies, the brand voice is Grant Cardone. So ringing somebody up that's familiar with it and saying something like that, that works. That really, really works. But if you were calling people up for Salesforce, the world tour, that's actually quite annoying. That could be rude. That could be deemed as rude. If you've got an 11-year-old girl that's his daughter calling up and saying, why haven't you bought your ticket yet? It's easier. It's a lot easier, isn't it?
Exactly.
There's a novelty to that. So, Grant Cardone, hot or cold this summer? What are you thinking?
Is it in or the out? I think, I mean, I didn't really learn anything.
No.
But I'd probably, with what Jordan Belfort said about him, like, he's quite good at marketing.
Yeah. There's a bit of inertia towards Grant Cardone. I'd love to sit here and really, like, bollock him or be really mad at it. But I think there's just some good bits. But I think
I reckon if we could find a lot of like the selling videos of him actually selling, probably there might be a follow up episode in it.
Yeah, Grant Cardone Part 2. Comment if you want it. See you later, guys.
Cheers, guys.